I'm Evan Mendez, CEO of Southern Kisses Dispensary. Alongside me, I have...
Hey, what's up, guys? It's your girl, Jacette, with Smoking Notes Podcast. Today, we have a very special guest, Miss Ricky Allman, a.k.a. Oye Mi Mamita.
Hey, what up, y'all?
So, why don't you let everybody know where you're from?
All right, guys. So, I drove in today to Houston all the way from San Antonio, Texas, but I'm originally from El Paso, Texas.
Hey, San Antonio.
Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and drop some of your music right now so everybody can hear it in the background.
All right.
So, and the music that we're about to play is Ricky's new song, Know You Better.
That's correct. Yes, ma'am.
Nice.
Featuring Gabe Lowe. Shout out.
See, I really want to get to know you better. And I know you want to get to know me too.
Like, she's queen. I was like, all hail Queen Bee and Selena. Like, you know what I mean? Like, anything for Selena.
Okay. When did you realize that you wanted to become an artist?
Honestly, with all honesty, I've been singing since I could talk. I've always loved music to death. I've always loved rap music as well, hip-hop, R&B. So that's where I started singing. And then later in life, like I'd say around 12 or 13, I began realizing I like to rap or freestyle with my friends. Like, that was a thing we did, and I realized I was quite good at it.
You know what really caught me was that I saw you, I don't know if you were a feature with, Tubye, is that how you say it?
Tubye, yeah.
Talking my shit. Like, I heard your verse on that. I was like, oh my gosh, she goes so hard. Like, I love this girl.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I like to switch it up. Like, you know what I mean? Like, fast flow, slow, medium, rap sing. You know what I mean? Whatever I'm feeling on that beat.
Now, the choreography in that video that you just dropped, like...
He's like, did you see her work?
I was like, man. I watched that video. Like,
so, thank you guys so much. That video was choreographed by myself as well as a dancer well known in San Antonio who has her own dance studio, Jacqueline Rios. And she came through and helped me with the project that day, actually, because a dancer had flaked on me. And so, which it happens.
We know about flaking.
Absolutely. I mean, and it happens, and you know, no hard feelings, but got her to be involved, and she actually, we learned that dance right then and there, like me and the other young lady. We put that together right then and there.
What?
Jacqueline Rios.
That's crazy, because the way y'all was dancing was like,
we was feeling it. we came with the good vibes, ready to work.
I have a question about another video you did, Ricky's Trap House.
Okay.
How did that come about?
Honestly, like I said, I like to try variations of styles, and also to me, rap music is entertainment. So, with that being said, I wanted to explore my trap side, my more edgy side. So, low-key, I seen that takeoff video that he did to Last Memory, and I was feeling that joint. I was feeling it, so I was like, man, like, I gotta hit that hole. I gotta get on that one real quick, and so... I wanted to go with the whole trap vibe.
Now, the girls that you use in your videos, are those your friends? These are your personal friends that you use?
These are girls that are working to become models and working to do, you know, different things in the entertainment industry, but they're trying to get their name out there as well, so I do utilize my friends and my... Yeah. I keep people around me that have common interests, common goals.
Right.
You know what I mean? So we all just are able to utilize one another for projects. It's really cool.
Nice. Now, I have a pretty outrageous question.
Let's get it.
Are you pro or against cannabis?
I am definitely pro cannabis. For sure. For sure.
Now... Okay. This question might get a little tricky, but
yes.
When was your first experience, would you say, with cannabis? Or when did you first see?
Like, I honestly remember one time I was being bad. I think I was like 15, you know what I mean, 15 years old. And I was skipping school with my cousin, and we was chilling, and she was smoking with her friends, and we were all in one confined space, like a living room. And I just remember the room was real smoky and everything, and I just kind of remember feeling a little bit different than when I walked in. And I was like, I didn't know about contact, I didn't know about anything like that, but I definitely was concerned because I hadn't been exposed to that before. Right. Being from El Paso, like, it's different out there, and my mom just shielded me well.
I mean, granted, Juarez is like right outside the border,
yeah, absolutely. Like, you can see Mexico right across the street from your house, type. You know what I mean? Type shit. So
now I know there's another artist that's been making a name, Crystal Poppin. She's from El Paso too.
Yes, actually, yes, I've heard of her and I've seen her work as well. Yes, I've been watching her come up. It's awesome.
Yeah,
really.
I guess
really
El Paso's
awesome.
Getting a lot of independent.
Khalid was out there for a while too. Khalid getting inspired, I guess, in college years. Uh-huh. I think high school and college, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what industry would you consider yourself in, so that people know?
Yeah. So I would consider myself a singer, songwriter, rapper, publisher. I'm working towards becoming my own label.
Nice. Yeah, for sure.
So you're independent. Are you an independent artist?
That's correct. Yeah, everything I do is all me. Yeah.
Okay.
Shout out the label. That's me.
What platform that you've used so far? What do you think has helped build you, like, most?
I would say I enjoy utilizing Facebook as well as Instagram.
Okay.
I feel as if those are, and Twitter as well. I'm not on the Snapchat fan boat yet.
Yeah, me neither. I'm not too much of a Snapchat person.
Right? And so, but all the social media.
Facebook is pretty strong. Yeah, definitely. Now, this is a pretty twisted question, but if you could create any edible, what would you create?
We ask everyone.
And why?
So, like, I have to create one that's not already, like, existed?
No, whatever. Use your imagination. Yeah. If you can create any kind of edible, it could be a food, it can be a candy, it can
a
be
comfort food,
a drink,
like, especially
whatever.
Right now with COVID-19, everybody's, like, resorting to comfort food.
What if, like, weed was in ice cream? I feel like that would just be amazing for people, like, if weed was in ice cream.
Ice cream? Yeah.
Yeah, I think people would love that, like, especially if they're having a bad day and they just...
I can see that. I can see, like,
right?
Like ice cream. Yeah.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
And how has your quarantine been since COVID started?
It's been very, very chill because I'm like always living quarantine anyways. Like I'm just a hustler. I hustle, I do what I gotta do, and then I go home and just chill. So I feel like everybody's really just getting a taste of what it's like to be me. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay, cool.
Nice.
Now, Evan, you had some more cannabis questions for her, correct?
Yes. So what tools are essential for you? You say you're an artist.
Yeah.
So, like, I mean, mics, what advice can you give for people that are aspiring to you know, they want to be in the industry, they want to be in the music industry, they want to become a rapper, artist, what have you. Like, what tools, equipment would you suggest to them?
Use your brain. Never stop learning. Never stop asking questions. Never... I mean, to me, it's always about never being content. That's what I rap about in my music. Like, don't be content and just continue to strive for more. And if more is it could be different in certain people. So just whatever more is to you, you know what I mean? Go out and get it, like, straight up.
And it's like, what did you start off with? Like, I know you got, like, you have featured and stuff like that, but, like, I mean... What did you have? Some people start off with just a keyboard. Some people just start off with a mic, mix board. What did you start off with?
I started off with a family that loved music, which is awesome, right? A family that had music in their background as well. And just my voice itself, like my voice, and being able to create like poetry and stuff like that.
Sweet.
Yeah.
So I seen something a while back that you had posted. You opened up for Paul Wall, correct?
Yes.
And so how was that experience?
That was an honor to open up for him, to actually hand him a mixtape that I was promoting at the time, Steady Grinding.
Okay.
And he checked it out, and that was pretty cool. That was dope.
Awesome.
For sure.
Now, is there anyone that you, obviously, that you haven't collaborated with that you would love, like, you would like to, if you have to collaborate with any person, who would it be?
At the moment, I would say Drake. I would love to collab with Drake for sure.
Okay.
Or Chris Brown.
Drake or Chris Brown, yeah.
Who have you collaborated with or networked with that has the highest platform that you would say?
I would say there was, so I believe it was last year, and God forgive me if I'm incorrect, but I believe it was last year, Fifth Ward Weeby passed away, if y'all are familiar with who that is. He's from Louisiana, and he was, the year before, he was at the Grammys with Drake, and he was taking an interest to my music, and and so that was really cool for him to, every time he came out to H-Town stuff, to reach out and know that he wanted to work with me. It was a blessing. Like, it was really cool. And when I heard about his passing, that really, really took me by surprise and had me sad for a while.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was like the Nice for What, when Drake was doing the mixes of like the Louisiana type music, like the Nice for What and the Kiki.
Yeah,
those were some of the songs that they were able to incorporate their background of music, their New Orleans bop music and all that, you know what I mean? So it was crazy. every time I hear it, I get sad. Like, I think about, you know, Big Boy Weeby, and I'm like, man, like, we could have made some hits, but I'm like, it's all good. It's all good, man.
True.
He's resting in peace.
Yeah. Amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, the main question that I ask all my guests that I interview, where do you see, like, yourself in 10 years?
Well, I see myself as the CEO ahead of my label, yeah. Like, for real, like, I don't feel like, I don't know, maybe correct me if I'm wrong, I don't feel like it's a lot of girls that aspire to be, like, the P. Diddy's or, like, the Suge Knight, so to speak, or, like, the, you know, whoever's running the Quincy Jones. Like, I feel like, you know, us as females, we have to educate ourselves and put ourselves in that place to win, put other people in that place to win, too. We don't have to just follow behind somebody else, you know?
Yeah, I think at the same time, you just want to have control over your creativity.
Like, absolutely.
You don't want anybody else to control that or monetize off that. Like, you work really hard for that.
Absolutely. I mean? And knowledge is power. Like, seriously, that's, I'm telling you, that's a huge tool for artists to use.
For
it
sure.
It is.
Your brain. You said it. Your brain.
Telling you.
So, now, when was the lowest and when was the highest point of either your personal life or your career?
I would say, like, sometimes, like, job transitioning can be a difficult time in your life, like, when you're transitioning from, like, high school and then adult life. I think that would have been the most difficult time, just trying to make sure that I was doing everything that I possibly could to pursue my dreams, if that makes sense, because
right.
I know that time is of the essence. And so I would say being at my lowest point is just when I'm knocking off and not really being in tune with what my path is, which is creating and sharing
right.
my musical people, you know?
Right. And I seen you, like, how old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
I don't mind. I'm 26 years young.
Okay. That's younger than me? Because I seen some YouTube, I went back and I was, like, kind of studying you.
Yeah, no, that's
so I seen,
awesome.
Like, YouTube videos from, like, 8 years ago.
Man,
there's probably
like,
some, like, before then, but I was
crazy,
like, man,
yeah.
I, like, this girl, like, she has been, like, grinding. Like, she's been doing what she has to do.
Yeah, it's been a while. Like, I'm telling you, since I could sing, since I could talk, I've been singing, and I've been writing since I was, like, 4 or 5 years old, like, R&B
yeah.
songs, like, so it's always been in my blood. It's always been a passion of mine.
Now, who in your family, you said you have, like, a musical?
So, like, my cousins, like, well, that I grew up with, like, close,
mm-hmm.
close-niche, they just listen to really good music, like Wu-Tang Clan, Aaliyah, like, all the classics, like, that I feel like people overlook. I feel
yeah.
like we were, like, Busta Rhymes, like, some
oh, yeah.
really...
Yeah.
Really intense rap, man. You know what I
That's
mean?
That's probably, like, my error.
I mean, to me, like, out of everybody
beautiful.
You just named, to me, Busta was, like, iconic.
Iconic,
like, that,
dude.
That
like,
song with him and Mariah is just, like,
and then, like
unforgettable.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just very good stuff. Bob your head, knock your head.
Now, I have a pretty left-field question, but how do you feel cannabis impacts the music industry?
I feel like, just like everything else, like, I mean, it's influential when people see you and you have a lot of power and money and you're in a position where people are watching you. And so I feel like maybe if somebody didn't smoke or didn't grow up around it, then they watched, like, somebody that they admire or like, then they were like, hey, maybe smoking isn't so bad or maybe isn't so, you know, such a... So I feel like it's just, it just depends on the person themselves, but I feel like it is definitely influential.
Do you think that cannabis impacts the creativity process? Like, do you think that maybe it either enhances or it either alters somebody's ability to create music, or...
It's both. I feel like some people, like, could write when they're, like, high and stoned, looking like Jim Morrison, man. You know, they, like,
yeah.
they made their music stunk. Kurt Cobain, rest in peace
oh,
as well.
Wow. Nobody has even went to that level, but that's a
You
very
know what
good
I
point.
Mean? Like, straight up, yeah, the Doors, all of the... I mean, so it's just, like... Some people do and some people don't. I mean, for example, look at Whitney Houston. I feel like her creativity was stifled by the addiction of her habit, you know?
Definitely.
Yeah.
So it just
I mean, you're making some pretty valid points that,
yeah.
you know, we've asked a lot of people these questions and they've never even made those points. Those are very good, valid points.
Yeah.
yep.
Like, it just is what it is, yeah. Some
yeah.
people hurt, some people helps, yeah.
So what inspired you to write Know You Better?
The beat, again. again, shout out to J-Chap on the track. I listened to it, and honestly, I wrote that song when I was about like 17 or 18 years old, and I was probably just really? Like, yeah, maybe boy crazy or something. I probably had a little crush or something, and I'm like, oh, okay, know you, but I probably wanted to get to know someone.
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool.
Yeah, but the beat always inspires.
All right. Well, I actually brought something for you.
Yay. So, oh, my gosh. Love gifts.
Yay. Okay, so shout out to Neha's t-shirts. I had them make these for me. So I actually brought you one of our podcast t-shirts.
Yay. I'm going to rock that. I'm going to rock that for sure. Tag y'all. Oh, my God. Thank you so, so much.
You're welcome.
Liddy.
Hey.
This is your Gucci Gang remix.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, metal.
Ready. Yeah, metal. And I noticed her on IG, like, I think I saw, was it, it was called the Good, the Bad, and the Ugly video when y'all are, like, in a barbershop.
Yay.
Whose barbershop was that?
That's Most Faded. Shout out to Most Faded Barbershop. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
they're
in
out
San
there.
Antonio.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, on the south side, I think. We're in the south
I'm
side.
I'm always out there in San Antonio, so I'm always out there And, you know, I know some people out there in San Antonio, so I'm always out there.
No, it's lazy, yeah.
Yay!
Now, you, with this choreography and badass models and stuff like that, there's obviously, like, cosmetic features involved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, do you think you can see, like, a future with, like, canvas incorporated into those cosmetics? Like, how would you feel, like...
Like,
cannabis lipstick, cannabis cosmetics?
It's coming. It's yeah. If it's not... Yeah, because, look, I mean, they already have cannabis cream, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you be open to using any of those products?
They're endorsing me and paying me. All right. See, they're sending me
nice.
Products.
Yeah.
You should have brought her lip gloss.
No, I'm going to hook you up after this. Don't worry. I just don't want to, like, overwhelm somebody I'm interviewing, like, you know what I mean? I don't know if you're pro or against cannabis, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Definitely. I'll definitely set you up after this.
Yeah, he has some, like,
I create some pretty mean products. I have soaps. Lip glosses, all kinds of craziness, for sure.
I'm impressed. I love it.
Sweet.
Love it.
Yay.
I think it's badass that you came out here all this way. I really appreciate you coming out here.
Absolutely. I appreciate y'all having me, for
thank
sure.
Thank you for coming.
Yay.
You know, in case y'all didn't know, she drove all the way down here to H-Town from San Antonio, so shout out San Antonio.
Hey. Is there any more advice you want to give either to your fans, supporters, or anybody, like, you know, What advice do you want to give them right now?
I think that I am going to advise my fans to follow me on Spotify. And stay safe. And listen to my song while you're at home cleaning or chilling or, you know, riding, dropping off food orders. I don't know.
You right?
Subscribe to my YouTube. Follow the Instagram.
It's catchy, believe me. I'm like... I, like, played it once. Okay, the funny thing was I kept seeing the pro, like, shoot, you know, they're promoting just the
promo,
you know, the little hook.
Intense.
I would be at work and then I'll know you better. And I'm like, dude, why is this song stuck in my head? Like, So, y'all definitely have to check out her video, Know You Better. Make sure y'all like and share. Follow her on Instagram. So tell people where they can find you.
Absolutely. Y'all can follow my music page on Facebook, Ricky Allman. Y'all can find me on Instagram, Oye Me Mamita, or just type in Ricky Allman. If you start seeing a long word with an O-Y-E-M, yeah, that's me. follow me on Twitter as well, and definitely subscribe on YouTube, Spotify. And if you can, you know, I know it's a lot going on in the world, but if you can do that 99 cents for the Know You Better track, it's worth it, y'all. I promise you, we bring some heat.
Now, y'all can also follow me on Your One Shorty J on Instagram, YA1SHAWTYJ. And then you can also follow Evan on
Facebook. And you can look up the dispensary page on Facebook, Southern Kisses Dispensary. On Facebook, the products are available for sale. There are links where you can purchase. You can have curbside pickup or FedEx Express Saver delivery.
Hey.
So,
I have
lip glosses, edibles, all kinds of stuff. So get crazy with it.
All right, y'all make sure y'all tune in to us next Saturday. We have a special guest coming in next Saturday as well. So make sure you guys follow us. follow Miss Ricky Allman, and we'll see y'all later.
You can listen to all her music on all audio platforms or find her videos on YouTube. Appreciate
it. Thank you, guys. Stay safe.
Sweet.
Yeah, thank y'all so much.